My name is Davo. When I went on holiday, I slipped on the banana skin and fell in the pool.
My name is Fran Reynolds, and I've been on holiday to Madeira on a cruise, and I swam with dolphins.
So my name is Ewan, and what I like to do on holiday is paddle in the water at Port Holland on a lovely beach in Cornwall.
This show is all about holidays. Welcome to the show.
My name is Davo.
My name is Ewan.
My name is Fran.
My favourite holiday
was a flotilla holiday sailing around Greece.
I stayed in the cabin in this point in Cornwall.
My favourite holiday was on a Mediterranean cruise. My favourite beach
is Port Holland in Cornwall.
Blackpool Beach
is any sandy beach, probably Littlehampton.
My favourite holiday moment
was when my dad's friend dressed up as a Spice Girl.
If you want to be my lover, you have got to be.
Visiting family in Scotland. We stayed with my aunties and cousins.
My favourite holiday moment, getting soaked at the end of a dinosaur ride in America.
Wow, soaked!
During the Great British Summer, not everybody gets to enjoy their holiday. These are three people who have had a bad holiday. Let's hope you have better luck and have a happy holiday.
Bonjour, my name is Gimme, and I arrived at the Villa Bono del Fresh in the Pyrenees last night, and it's in the middle of nowhere. I was looking around and then I found his dead body in the swimming pool.
Oh my God! I couldn't believe it! I was in shock!
And then a police inspector arrived, and now I'm prime suspect to murder. And it turns out that the body was the chief of police. This could end up being almost as bad as the Margate in 1987.
Hey, you want Bangle, get off the phone!
Can you get that away from me now, the dead body?
My name is Bluebird Fairway. I'm staying at the Hotel Rockstars Barcelona. Builders are still working on the hotel and making noise from early morning. The roof has partially collapsed. It's torrential rain and hailstones outside, and the water is coming in. The walls are wet, the blankets on my bed are wet, and I have started to go mouldy. I'm leaving today and will write a letter of complaint. See you later, Barcelona. Get out of the hotel!
I was in a hotel in Portugal. I was really looking forward to a week in the sun. But when I arrived, the hotel stank really bad! It smells of rotten cheese, fish and sewage. It's really horrible. And to make matters worse, I found that it was a nudist hotel. None of the staff are wearing anything. They're truly naked. They're truly nude. I complained to the manager and he told me, shut up and get out.
Shut up and get out.
Well, that's not very nice. I'm leaving now. Bye.
I'm Becky Bruises, the Oscar Bright Festival Director this year, and I've been asked to tell you some holiday nightmares. One of my holidays, I was in Malta. My mum was driving a mobility scooter, and as she entered the room, she knocked the whole corner off, so we ended up having to call the builder and let them know. My second holiday, I was on a cruise on at Christmas and I was soundly asleep, and then I heard this massive knock and it was a headboard knocking onto my head. I think the whole ship heard me scream. My perfect holiday would be St Lucia. There's a TV programme I like watching and they go all there and it looks really pretty.
Mine's Matthew Hellett. I'm the head programmer and I'm on the Oscar White Committee. When I went to Rome, it's a bit of a floppy disaster. Went with some family. Thought I'd be more comfortable by putting the two beds together. And I went straight onto the marble floor. My sister thought I had an accident. She came rushing in. Second one was coming back from Spain with a support worker. Got in line to go to Gatwick, but nearly ended up somewhere else because I ended up at the wrong gate. Should have just stayed in that queue now, but anyway. Where would be my perfect holiday? Caribbean islands and the Mediterranean, just to see more of the outside of Europe and the country, just to explore more, just to experience culture, food. Yeah.
Holidays by Johnny Schachter. My dream holiday is to go and visit two countries, Denmark and California. My dream, if money and costs were not a criteria, would be to visit these two countries, California in April and Denmark in about September, both holidays in the same year. I was in Denmark about 6 years ago, but I was only there one day. It was a holiday called Air Miles, so I was in Norway one day, Sweden one day, and Denmark one day. Of the three Scandinavian countries, Denmark is the most historically interesting. It is an injustice to see Denmark only for one day, as it is a very interesting country. I want to go back there. About California, I lived there with my parents in the academic year of 1970 to 1971. We lived in Los Altos, which is where Jim Morrison of The Doors was born. Los Altos is near San Francisco, Palo Alto, and Berkeley. Dad was on sabbatical leave, and he worked at Stanford University for the year. We stayed in a house which had a swimming pool in the back garden. I would like to see my old school, which I miss. It was called Bloch School. That year, 1970, a lot was happening politically. There were anti-Vietnam student protests, and there was the student bombings of Berkeley University. I still remember President Nixon going on TV and said the Americans would go into Cambodia. It was the same year Muhammad Ali, a.k.a. Cassius Clay, made his comeback to boxing after a 3.5-year layoff. On March the 8th, 1971, Muhammad Ali lost to Joe Frazier in a title fight called The Fight of the Century. I was psychologically devastated. I became obsessed with Muhammad Ali. Anyway, those are my two dream holidays, California, mainly Los Altos, and Denmark. Seriously, on my last holiday, I went with Spiral to Mallorca in Spain this year, and I had a really nice time. Everybody was very nice. Well, I've been there before, about 10 years ago. It's a beautiful place, and I was on the beach, and we even made a boat trip, and I saw the Mediterranean, which I've never seen before. It is beautiful. Well, I really miss when I grew up with Mom and Dad. Every summer, we would go to British Columbia. Dad would put the boat on the car, and we would go fishing. And after we caught the rainbow trout, Dad would barbecue the trout. That brings back very fond memories.
David Parker from the Oscar Bright team has this crazy holiday story. Once when he was on holiday with his friends in Turkey, his friend Ben fell asleep after being in the sun too long. David thought he would like to play a trick on his friend. So he covered him in shaving foam and set fire to his slippers. His friend woke up very surprised, and luckily he saw the funny side.
My name is Simon. So in 2015, when I went to Australia, I arrived very late at night. I arrived at 11 p.m. I got off, went to my friend's house where I'm staying. I arrived like 12:30 and they were there with a load of friends waiting to take me out to a club after I'd had a 26-hour journey. We were clubbing all night. In the morning, I woke up on the beach and I'd slept through the morning sun with sunburn all down one side of my face, and she was lying next to me and she had one tooth missing for some reason. It transpired that she'd been dancing on the dance floor and somebody had spilt their drink on the dance floor and she slipped on it and smashed her tooth on the dance floor, but had decided to carry on partying anyway.
Carousel Radio. This is my holiday diary by Fran Reynolds. On Thursday, I got up at 4:45 in the morning and went to Gatwick by minibus with 7 tenants and 3 staff from my supported living house. We flew to Madeira Airport. Madeira is a Portuguese island west of Morocco. Our hotel is in the old town of Funchal, surrounded by lots of restaurants. That evening, one of the tenants ate black scabbard fish. It looked black, slimy and disgusting. On a Friday, I went on a cable car, which was lovely. I then got off at the top of the mountain and went for a walk. After going for a walk, we went down the cable car to the restaurant for lunch. I then did a bit of shopping and then went to the beach and squashed my sun cream, so I had to throw it out. Saturday, after breakfast, I went with tenants and staff to the Cristiano Ronaldo Museum. There were loads of medals and cups. I saw a statue of Cristiano. I loved it. Afterwards, we walked to a bar for lunch. We were surrounded by pigeons who were trying to steal our food. Later, we got on a boat. We saw dolphins swimming by. I went for a swim in the sea. It's very cold. At dinner, we could hear the fireworks from where we were eating. In Madeira, there seemed to be fireworks every Saturday night. On Sunday, I saw a cruise ship that I went on when I was a kid. It said Independence of the Seas on the side. I used to go up and down the glass lifts. I saw Mum on Messenger twice and met boys for dinner. The dinner was horrible. On a Monday, I went out on a minibus tour of the North Island. I bought my mum and dad some Portuguese Madeira wine. I even went in a volcanic swimming pool. On a Tuesday, I went to the open air market. You could buy fish and vegetables. I bought some dried fruit and met everyone for lunch. On a Wednesday, I got up really late, had breakfast, and then went out on an excursion up and down the mountains. There were lovely views and we stopped in a village for lunch. The weather was hot. I came back and packed. I spoke to my cat Indy on Messenger. I also spoke to my boyfriend Edwin. He was glad to see me. Thursday we returned to England. All in all, a lovely holiday. Fib or fact?
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts.
Welcome to Fact or Fib. Each member of the radio team will answer fib or fact to 3 statements each, but they must be quick as they have just 30 seconds to do it in. This month is all about holidays! Fran, we start with you. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
And start the clock, please. Going on a sunny holiday can stop you getting ill. Is that a fact or a fib?
I think that's a fact.
It's a fact, yeah. Vitamin D is made by the body when the skin is exposed to sunlight. It helps keep bones healthy and strengthens the immune system. Carousel House Band producer Sam Duk went to Paris on his last holiday. Fact or a fib?
Fib.
It is a fib, yeah. He went to Margate and went to the Shell Grotto, a room underground decorated entirely with shells. There is a poo museum on the Isle of Wight. Fact or a fib?
Well, my auntie lives on the Isle of Wight. She hasn't told me, so I'm going to guess it's a fib.
Oh no. I can't believe the answer to this. It's a fact. It's home to 38 million year old poo.
Ew.
That's horrible.
Ew.
Oh my god, that's horrible. How many did you get, Fran?
I've got two.
So, Davit, you ready then?
Yes.
Then start the clock, please. Carousel's marketing board, Rosie, last went on holiday to Canada and America. Fact or a fib?
Fact.
It is a fact. She went whale watching while she was there. Going shopping makes you happier than going on holiday. Fact or a fib?
A fib.
It is a fib. Studies show that time spent on holiday makes you happier than money spent on material goods. And the most visited city in the world in 2016 was New York. Really? Fact or a fib?
A fact.
Oh, no, it's a fib. It was in fact Seoul in South Korea with over 10 million visitors. Blimey. And how'd you do, Davit?
2 points.
So we have drawn level. Now we have a tiebreaker. So Fran has written a question for Davit. If Davit gets it right, then he wins. If Davit gets it wrong, then Fran wins. Davit, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Madeira has got 78 tunnels. Is that a fact or a fib?
That's a fact.
It's a fact.
Fran, your forfeit is to go back to Funchal and be dunked in a barrel full of black sly scabbard fish.
Get them away from me! It's disgusting!
Join us next time for another game of Fib or Fact.
Fib or Fact.
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts. Sam Castleward writes and performs poetry inspired by emotions, experiences and people's perceptions, and is intended to change attitudes and increase awareness of what's not seen by mainstream society. From a young age, Castleward has been writing poems and drawing as a child and making music in his teens and 20s.
At the age of 12, Castleward had an original poem, The Ballad of the Ring, published in a book, Future Voices from South Essex. In 2016, he performed original poetry in the City Hall at Hawaii, an event showcasing the voices of young Londoners. Castleward continues to create poems expressing what he feels needs to be said. This poem is I Needed to Get Away.
With everything that's going on, I needed to get away. I feel the calling of the waves that are near the ocean bays. With all that is still happening, I needed to get away. So I set aside a tray and put my money in to save. When I was able to, I booked myself a trip to somewhere far from home, where I'd do as I chose. In normal life I was struggling, and I was losing grip. I had to go and roam, where it would feel like time had froze. When all the months had passed me by, I boarded on the plane. I was emotionally drained, and I needed to escape. With myself flying through the air, I was on my way to my chance for a change, for a near eternity of days. My journey did go on until we landed on the ground. I couldn't wait to get right out and spend my time in bliss. I left the airport for my hotel, then I headed to the town. For hours I wound down, none of life's pressures did I miss. With endless options I wandered round from place to place to place. Not one step did I trace, I was far from the rat race. With everything around me feeling warm, I just felt great. This good time I took away, and it all I did embrace. Now back at home I reconstruct the life I left behind. I can't pin down anything. This I really should address. I search my thoughts and I find nothing, trying as I might. Though it's not that hard I'm looking, because I never really left. With everything stalled out of reach, I need to get away from the fantasy I've made, reality I can't face. My thoughts endlessly do wander, I should keep them at bay. Thus I need to rearrange, because my mind's on holiday.
Carousel Radio. This show is all about holidays.
My name's Paul and I help produce the Carousel Radio Show.
In 1995, I went travelling for a few weeks around Europe. Towards the end of the holiday, I was in the mountains in Slovakia, crossing a mountain stream via a slippery, wet log bridge. And one of my friends for a laugh pushed me and I fell off the log bridge and went hurtling down the mountain stream and eventually got washed up on the bank. And we went out for lunch and I sat there soaking wet. At midnight that night, I was at Bratislava train station about to catch the overnight train to Budapest to carry on my travels. But I realised my passport had gone and had probably been washed away in the mountain stream. So instead of going to Budapest, I spent the night in a Slovakian police station trying to convince the police I hadn't sold my passport to the black market. And after a visit to the embassy, I was given a 48-hour emergency passport to get home to London. I had a new passport photograph taken about 3 in the morning at a 24-hour department store, and I used that photograph on my new passport when I got back to London. And for the next 10 years, every time I saw that passport, it reminded me of falling into the mountain stream and getting washed away.
My name is Suzanne. This is my holiday story. Went on a cruise ship round the Mediterranean with my elderly mother and 90-year-old father. One day, the ship stopped off in Naples for a few hours. I went with my mother to a cafe. After lunch, I went off exploring whilst Mum stayed in the cafe. Whilst I was out, a thunderstorm struck and I got soaking wet. I couldn't remember how to get back to the cafe or the name of the road it was on. We had to get back to the ship in an hour, otherwise it would be leaving for another country. Our passports were still on the ship with my father. The only thing I could think of was calling my husband in England. I told him what road I was on and he found it on Google Maps and guided me to where he guessed the cafe was. Eventually, I got out of the rain and found my mother waiting for me in the cafe. The cafe owner drove us back to the ship and we made it with 5 minutes to spare.
On Friday 30th of June, the Carousel radio team went to London. We visited our radio, which is a radio project run by Mencap. Mencap is a charity that supports people with a learning disability. We interviewed Johnny, Nikki, Caroline and Danny. They told us about our radio, how it started and their plans for the future.
Well, Nikki had an idea. She wanted to set up a radio station to play the sort of music she wanted to play and you know, to meet the sort of people she wanted to meet as a person with learning disabilities. So we found this space downstairs at Mencap, which was an old recording studio, and from there we set up, we raised some money. The funding guys upstairs raised us £20,000, enough to buy some basic equipment and to pay Erin. And both me and Erin had been involved in Resonance Radio, which is an arts-based station in London. And so we had some sort of basic knowledge, but not very much about radio. So we set an online station up using a Mixlr app and a WordPress site. And off we went. It's fantastic. So, but it's testament to Nikki, to Caroline, to Danny that they've stuck with it. And we've set up this once-a-month radio.
What does Mencap do?
Mencap helps people with learning disabilities, and they do different things with people with disabilities. There's lots of activities I do with Mencap. At the moment I do, well, apart from radio, I do football with Mencap, I do DJs, I'm a DJ as well, and drama, I do a drama group every Wednesday, songwriting I do, and different things with Mencap.
Why is doing our radio important to you and how does it make you feel?
I like to come to radio because I like to listen to people's interviews. I like to listen to people every day. I like the radio every day. I like to dance every day. I like to listen to music every day. I like the beat of the drums every day. It makes me feel happy.
For our radio, our first thing is communication. That's first and foremost. We want to communicate with people around the world. We want our voices heard, and connecting with people is really important. And what that builds is confidence. You know, for the guys to be confident that they know they can control a desk or just ask questions that people relate to.
When I first came to our radio, I was quite shy. Mm. I couldn't really do a lot. I couldn't really use the decks, I think. I was quite shy on the radio. Then when my confidence moved up about a few months, about 6 months later, I started to be on one of the radio shows. So my confidence in our radio has really got stronger. So I'm confident of doing a radio show now.
What skills have you learned?
I've learnt lots of skills on the radio. I've learnt how to do the decks. I've also learnt how to interview people, different people that have been on the radio. I've interviewed quite a lot of musicians. I think we've had a few musicians on the radio. I've done a few jingles as well on the radio.
This morning, we had a guy called Harry Roche came in and he talked about virtual reality. He's really, really interested in virtual reality. He's a guy with learning disabilities, and his whole interest now is what can virtual reality do for people with LD and how can that make our lives better? And he's really interested in it. It was a really interesting conversation.
How long does it take to record a show?
Well, Fran, a lot of most of our shows, in fact, all of our shows, like the one we've just done, are live. So we record a show, and generally we do a half 30-minute show. We watch the clock, or an hour show, and then later on, Erin will edit the show, and we'll archive it. So it's live 30 minutes, then another 30 minutes afterwards to edit and to put on the website.
So what are your plans for the future for our radio?
I want to meet other people and maybe to share content for shows and stuff like that.
Afterwards, we were guests on our radio.
Our radio!
Our radio!
Our radio!
Hi, this is Our Radio, and Nikki and myself have got some very, very special guests in the studio now. They've came all the way from Brighton. And guys, who are you?
Well, my name is Fran Reynolds, a.k.a. GJ Cranberry.
I'm Ewan. You, McAdam.
I'm David. I'm DJ Rock as well.
And you've came from Brighton. Who are you? Who are you with?
We are with Dave, and we are from Carousel Radio.
Carousel.
Oh. Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Nikki's got a question for you, Carousels.
Okay.
When did you start the radio station?
It was 2014, we think. And we have two people that do it with us. Dave, who's here, and Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul. Guys, why did you feel the need to start a learning disability-related radio station?
Well, we started because we thought it was going to be a good idea for the learning disability people, and we thought that it'd be a nice idea if we could get involved and come up with our own themes for different shows. And we thought, oh, let's make different shows each month, and hopefully it will... We'll come out nicely together and produce the show and everything else. So we thought it felt good to make to do stuff like this.
Who are you and what are your jobs?
My name is Fran, and we do, and I mainly do most of the poems. I like writing my own poems and then putting them on the radio.
So I'm Ewan, and what I tend to do is do the Fibble Fact Quiz monthly, which is like a quiz each month. And that's sort of my job, and I enjoy doing that.
David?
I do is I do clubs, and I do like doing the other bits with the learning difficulties with people. I've done it with the CMG when I first came over to Seaford, and I do a lot of clubs and do a lot of DJing. I've got my own decks as well. And I do a lot of DJ music all the time. I have to do as well.
What clubs did you do in Brighton?
I do like clubs like Kiss My Disco and doing men camp clubs as well in New Haven as well.
Oh, well, Kiss My Disco is quite famous, isn't it? I've heard of Kiss My Disco.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. I used to, and we go to Blue Camel Club as well, and I do for them as well.
Oh, so Blue Camel Club is based in Brighton and Hove, and it's a club for people with learning disabilities. So come along, guys.
Oh, I'd love to. How about if David came and DJed at one of our clubs and Nikki went out to Brighton and DJed at your Blue Camel Club?
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
Or Kiss My Disco. Nikki, would you like that?
Yeah, I would like it.
We should do a swap. Did you get to read your poetry at Blue Camel?
No, we have loads of acts. And one of the acts we have is Daniel Wakeford, and he is a really good singer.
Wow, what is Daniel? What sort of songs does he sing?
He sings The Black of Lonely, Playboy Girls, and loads of others. Really good songs.
Our radio!
How did you come up with the name Carousel? What's the inspiration behind it?
Originally, Carousel was brought up of artists, and it's a disability arts organisation. Right, okay. We work with people with learning disabilities for music, art and film, and it's really good charity.
Brilliant. When did you start?
2015.
What's Brighton like for people with learning disabilities?
It's really good, yeah. I go to Strawberry Jammers, which is a choir based off how many people. It's a small one, and it's really good fun. And we meet up every Wednesday from 6:30 till 8:30, and I also do Carousel Chorus with Ewan.
Mm. Oh, wow, tell me about that.
We meet up with a different choir, and it's really good fun.
What sort of songs do you sing?
We did Lean On Me, and So I Say Thank You For The Music, and me and Ewan also performed at Rock House as well. And Rock House is another gig where disabled people can go. It's really good fun.
Ewan, tell us about Rock House.
Well, the Rock House is it's almost like a big gig outside and indoors, and we performed there, and I was there with Fran at the time, and it was rather enjoyable on stage. Now, another person is Lee Hubbard, who's really good. And I saw his set on stage. It was amazing.
And Brighton's got the best reputation in the whole of Britain, hasn't it, for learning disabilities, and being really creative and progressive. Guys, it's lovely to meet you. Absolutely brilliant to meet you. And thank you for being on our radio. Who are we going to hear now? Music.
We're going to hear one of my favourite singers and one of my best friends, Mr. Daniel Wakeford, with his band, The Daniel Wakeford Experience.
Oh.
Playboy girls are so much sexy. Playboy girls are so much pretty. Playboy girls have a dance, let's have a party. Playboy girls, she's a lady. Playboy girls have a boogie. Playboy girls have a disco from the United States. I have a dance with a sexy girl. I have a dance, there's so much boogie. Then I just have ink dance for fun. I have a girl, she wants with me. I have a girl, she wants to love in me. I just have to wait and see. Playboy girls are so much sexy. Playboy girls are so much pretty. Playboy girls have a dance, let's have a party. Playboy girls, she's a lady. Playboy girls have a boogie. Playboy girls have a disco from the United States. I have a dance before a party. I have a dance with the sexy girls. Everybody's gonna have some fun. have a girl, she wants to dance with me. I have a girl, she wants to kiss seek me. This is gonna be, have some fun. Playboy girls are so much sexy. Playboy girls are so much pretty. Playboy girls, have a dance, let's have a party. Playboy girls, she's a lady. Playboy girls, have a boogie. Playboy girls, have a disco from the United States. Sha-la-la, la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la, la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la, la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Playboy girls are so much sexy. Playboy girls are so much pretty. Playboy girls, have a dance, let's have a party. Playboy girls, she's a lady. Playboy girls, have a boogie. Playboy girls, have a disco from the United States.
If you would like to find out more about our radio or listen to their shows, visit ourradio.org. So that's the end of the show. Thanks to our radio in Mencap, Sam Castelwald, everybody at Carousel who gave us a holiday story, Johnny Schachter, our resident poet. Thanks to Mick, Julianne and Tom from the Outlook Foundation. In September, we'll be picking our favourite moments from the past year. You can hear all of our shows or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Podomatic, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you like the show, it would be helpful if you could rate us on iTunes. Just search for Carousel Radio. You can follow Carousel Art UK on Facebook and Twitter. If you have stories, poems, or would like to get in contact with the show, you can email radio@carousel.org.uk. Thanks for listening to Carousel Radio. If you are going on holiday, have a nice summer break. Bon voyage!
You're listening to Carousel Radio.